Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for Red It Up is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
This is Red It Up, Episode 3, recorded Wednesday, August 13th, 2014. Robin Williams, Wi-Fi hacking cats, dancing baby Groot. Help support TWiT with your Amazon purchases. Visit twit.tv/Amazon. Click on the Amazon banner and shop as usual. It doesn't cost you anything, and it helps support TWiT. That's twit.tv/Amazon, and thanks for your support.
Welcome to Reddit Up! This is a show that covers Reddit in all of its glory. We talk about the news, the memes, the happenings, the conversation, the community, all that on Reddit Up. I'm Chad Johnson.
And I'm Sarah Lane. If you're not familiar with Reddit, where have you been hiding? It's sort of the place where the internet begins in many aspects, really, where memes are born, as Chad mentioned. And a lot of news. A lot of news happens on Reddit, and a lot of the way that the internet kind of evolves.
Yeah.
Reddit is sort of this little universe where it starts and then it moves out from there.
Yeah.
And often people don't realize that Reddit was where a lot of this stuff started. So yeah, this is our attempt to make the most of this wonderful community.
Absolutely.
And share it with all of you.
Absolutely. I just also just like, it's just a good slice of people on the internet that it's a great way. It's kind of like how maybe if you're good on Twitter and you follow a lot of people on Twitter, you can always tune in to see what's going on. Same thing with Reddit, except that you don't have to actively follow people at all. It just kind of happens on subreddits and stuff like that.
There are sort of Reddit superstars. You know, like some people are just really good at tweeting. You're like, ah, everything that guy says is so funny.
Yeah.
There are certain people who kind of help the ebb and flow. Yeah, in certain subreddits, and yeah, we've got all sorts of time to talk about all of that stuff. This is only episode 3, a brand new show here on TWiT. Chad and I are having a really good time, mm-hmm. So thanks to everybody for joining us.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, let's get into our top stories. These are top stories that were voted on by the Reddit community.
Basically, if you missed this week, here's what you missed.
Exactly. Starting off with this is a story that I really like a lot, and a lot of other people on Reddit did too. Smart collar turns your cat into a Wi-Fi hacking weapon. The story was submitted by Darius Carrot. Now, it sounds maybe a little bit more nefarious than it really is. Here's the story. All right, so an engineer, security engineer named Gene Bransfield, developed something called War Kitty. Like
War
Kitty,
Kitty,
but you know, Kitty. He actually showed it off at DEF CON, which is a conference, security conference, that took place in Las Vegas last week. So it's a collar that a cat wears, but it is a scout for Wi-Fi hackers because it has a Spark Core board, which can map wireless networks that are in the area, basically sniff them out. And, you know, if your cat is sort of wandering around, obviously your cat has to be an outside cat looking for mice or gophers or whatever his cat does, you can then, it's almost as if you're prowling around the neighborhood, but you don't have to do that because you're not a cat and you don't jump over fences very easily.
No.
So it's like,
you don't really go into the neighbor's yard all that often as a human.
Or if you do, you're probably going to be, you know, arrested.
Yeah.
So this is it, you know, he has a whole sort of write-up about the fact that this is, you know, it's a little bit tongue-in-cheek, but it actually is something that can be used in a variety of ways, and just, you know, just kind of thinking of security outside the box.
If you want to get really technical, this is just a tiny fact that I have running around in my brain, is that male cats will actually claim more territory than female cats.
Sure, because
female cats will stay to a yard or two, but male cats will like roam the whole neighborhood and claim a huge area.
Well, you know,
from what I understand.
Well, it depends on the cat and the, you know, there are things that can curb that somewhat, but you're right. For the most part, the male cat's the ones that are out fighting.
So if you're going to hack, make sure that you do it correctly and attach to a male cat.
Right.
I don't know. Sounds very weird, but
sure does.
So let's talk about solar power. Everyone loves solar power.
I certainly do. It's free.
It's free.
Well, once you get it up and running anyway.
Right.
There
are definitely a big debate over if solar panel, I mean, it's currently not as cheap, per watt at the moment.
Big investment up front.
Right, it's a huge investment up front, and absolutely. So this was upvoted by Redditor, submitted by Husakawi to world/world news that China will install more solar this year than the U.S. ever has.
Interesting.
And this was submitted, mentioned, this is from the Chinese government that says that they have added 3.3 gigawatts of solar capacity for the next 6 months to a year, ending in June.
That's almost 30th. Twice as much as 1.21 gigawatts.
I know. Think about it. They could go twice. They could go to space or space to the past.
Doc would be so thrilled.
Oh, man.
Yeah, well.
And Australia is the second largest, and they currently have, I think, 3.2 gigawatts. For all of Australia, and I knew Australia was really big into it. It's funny because a lot of
there's also a hole in the ozone layer above Australia. That's not the only place in the world,
Wow.
But you think of it. I mean, that causes all sorts of problems. But if you're going to harness sun that is stronger, it's kind of like at least they're working with what they got or what they don't got.
Yeah.
All right, moving on. This one's awesome, Chad. We've already established that you're not a Game of Thrones watcher.
No,
I am one. But the article in question actually has more in common with you because this was a study that was put together by a woman named Jordan Schimmerhorn. She's a global health graduate student. And what she decided to do, because for her studies, she's looking at comparing, say, mortality rates in different countries,
right,
and how all of depending on where you live and what you're eating and the amount of smog and all that stuff,
right?
How those would differ. She said, well, she decided to compare the people who live in the Game of Thrones world in Westeros to actual places like Afghanistan, which has the world's highest mortality rate, and Japan, the world's lowest. And among other things, it's really great. There's a whole bunch of slides that she put together on her own WordPress blog. But if you actually look specifically at Game of Thrones, and by the way, I guess you could kind of say there's some spoilers here. She doesn't mention anyone specifically name, but
right,
she does talk about certain houses, House Stark, House Targaryen, blah, blah, blah. But Game of Thrones, in general, is more dangerous to live in than Afghanistan. Of course, this is coming from a census in 2012. At the age of 5, everybody's pretty much alive. Game of Thrones, 97.8%. Population still alive. Afghanistan, 90.1%. Japan, almost 100%.
Wow, isn't that crazy?
Yeah, let's come down to about age 40. Well, by age 40, half the people in the Game of Thrones world are dead.
Half of them.
Yeah, they're just out. They're just out of there. Afghanistan still holding strong at about 80.5, and then of course Japan 98.3 because it's just a healthy bunch of mofos over there. Once you get to 70 years old, pretty much everybody's dead in Game of Thrones. There's just nobody left. Afghanistan is down at 46.9%, and Japan holding pretty steady at 85.8%.
So basically,
and so on.
If you're in your 20s, Afghanistan is nicer to stay in than the world of Game of Thrones. But after your 20s, Afghanistan is much better place for you to live.
It's a pretty bleak situation for Game of Thrones. By the way, that was submitted to Reddit by Indigos. And we'll have the link in our show notes. There are a lot of other fun little factoids. And she said, I thought that because there were so many, more men watching the wall, for example, I'm not going to spoil anything. Maybe that would factor in. But no, men and women characters alike slaughtered.
Right.
Slaughtered.
And I'm kind of amazed.
George R. R. Martin's universe.
Yeah, George R. R. Martin has so many different ages for her to go off of to pull these
it's good times.
Comparisons. Yeah.
Thank goodness you're doing something productive with your college life.
Very good. So I have this is from r/gifts. So I have a gift for you, but this isn't some sort of parasite.
Okay.
This isn't some sort of bodily disease.
Okay.
This is what it looks like when two humans kiss from the inside of one of the human's mouths.
Oh my goodness.
Isn't that disgusting?
Where are the tongues? I see. This is just
Yeah.
That kind of thing. Here, wait, can we go full screen again on that? This is almost, exciting.
I would. What? Okay, I would want to see what this looks like from the outside. Like, what did this kiss look like with a guy with a camera stuck
like
in
it.
His mouth?
Weird.
It's super weird.
Yeah, yeah. He has a camera in his mouth.
He has a camera in his mouth.
Hard to say, really. You
can't tell.
Looks like it's.
And are they kissing like?
I think that may not be what a kiss really would have been like, because obviously this is for demonstration purposes. It is gross, though.
Super weird.
And yet, I can't look away.
And that was
animated
from
GIFs.
Australia Boy.
Good times. 15. All right. A paper cut Rob submitted this next one to Reddit. Love it. Well-dressed animals with rap quotes. Why do I love it? Because it's well-dressed animals with rap quotes. For example, panda holding a pipe. The crown is still mine because I drop ill rhymes. Or how about the walrus?
That's not a walrus?
Yeah, it is.
No, that's an otter.
Oh, how about this otter with the hat and the green outfit? No one on the corner has swagger like us.
That's good.
Yep, yeah.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. Or that
this.
Thing.
What
whatever
is
that
it?
Is.
No one
some
knows.
Sort of a sloth,
I think it's
right?
A sloth, yeah.
Dollar dollar bill, y'all. Does it make sense? No, it doesn't. That's
I love
why
it, though.
Reddit is the best place in the universe.
It's bare.
If my hand's in the cookie jar, no one thing, I'ma take the cookie. That was wrapped by Smokey the Bear.
Koala.
Mask on face, Glock in hand. I was in and out of homes like the Orkin Man.
Man, this is, I just want more well-dressed animals to say stuff to me at any moment.
It's like the cat who says, I should buy a boat. You know that one.
No.
That's okay. A good one.
Okay, good one. Good one.
You guys know.
Take your word on it. You know what
started
else?
On Reddit, I'm sure.
Every once in a while, you know, you browse the internet, you get a little bored, you want to just chat with someone.
Yep.
Someone you and I may know started chatting with a girl, and his consensus is the same as mine, that I think that she's into him. We can actually take a look at this, because it was submitted to r/funny. You're in my favorite Groot character from Guardians of the Galaxy, says, I am Groot, to this female. And she is really into him. You can tell.
Right, yeah.
If you're on the audio version, all Groot says is, I am Groot, because that's what he does. And, man, she's just, I'm feeling, you have to register, duh. You can add me and send me a request.
Maybe I'm ugly. You think so?
I am Groot. Oh, that's sweet.
Want to meet?
I am Groot.
So it's a person talking to a bot.
Most likely. Which is probably
not. But the person
not.
Sounds more robotic than the bot.
Right. And it's obvious. Like, the question is, I guess, on many, I don't frequent these sites, is are you talking to a person
or
a bot? And this is obviously a bot.
Pretty so, obviously.
Pretty funny. Now it is time for our video ad break. And this week, on Monday, an anonymous user, we don't know who this guy is, by the username of P. Delahanty, posted a video of a dancing baby Groot, we're going to stick with the Groot theme, made by him and his fiance. The next day, the video was on the front cover of USA Today, BuzzFeed, MTV.com, and dozens of other sites. Go ahead and check out this amazing video. And have you seen Guardians of the Galaxy?
I haven't, no. However, I have been told that this character is very beloved and that this is a cute little version of what is so great about the movie. I don't know, Chad. You know how I feel about space.
Space? You don't like space? I don't know how you feel about space.
Our planet is so vast as it is. Who needs space?
Well,
cute though.
Cute, very cute.
Yeah.
At the end of the movie, this makes a big appearance, and we actually have it here because we flew out the creator at at huge expense to Reddit up. The creator is
right.
Here, Patrick Delahanty.
We blew our budget for the year.
Completely just all out just for you guys. How are you doing, Patrick?
Pretty good. Thanks for having me.
There's some unsubstantiated rumors that you actually work here at Twit. Can you confirm or deny?
Yes, I do.
You gave
do
up that
here.
Goose oh. Pretty quick.
Oh, crap. Oh, darn.
Patrick does work with us.
Yes.
Now, I have to say that, Patrick, I initially was like, what is this? What's going on here? I don't understand. It is the most beloved thing that has ever entered the Twit brick house, I feel like. Every single person who's familiar with this movie, Guardians of the Galaxy, absolutely loves it. So how did you make it?
Wait, can you demonstrate? I want to see it.
Here, we can...
I mean, we just saw the video, but... So.
So you're playing the music from. Yeah. Does it have to be an iDevice or really anything?
Anything with
audio.
It doesn't even have to be this song.
No, I can play any old song.
No, keep it on this one, though, please. look at him go!
He's pretty cute.
So when I saw the movie, I thought, I can easily make one of these. I was originally thinking a puppet.
Yeah.
But then I remembered the dancing flowers they used to have in the 80s.
I remember those, too.
And started looking at the different types and found one on eBay that looked like it would dance well. So I bought it, ripped off the flower.
Probably turn off the music before we get sued.
Yeah.
His little eyes, oh my gosh.
And, I ripped off the flower part, covered it in felt and twine with wire, and my fiancé sculpted the head.
That's so
cool.
I
painted
cool.
the head, I painted the body, and...
Did you think it would get this popular?
No. No idea. I thought, oh, this is just a neat little thing. My friends will be amused.
Right.
And
you've done this for, like, you've had experience making props, and you go to tons of conventions.
Yeah, I do some props and costumes. And
very cool.
So, now, how do you mass market this and get really rich?
Yeah, how
do you do it quick?
I would get sued instantly by Marvel. They also know about this.
Did they contact you or something?
No,
like that?
Oh. But
they were like, "We know."
I've seen people show it to people at Marvel on Twitter.
Yeah.
It's like, all right, thanks for bringing
neat.
Attention to it.
But right. Well, I mean, you're not getting any monetary value out of this.
But I've gotten offers, and everybody on YouTube says, "Shut up and take my money."
Right.
So I'm never saying that again.
Right. Right. Exactly. Well, that is really, really cool. What's the weirdest thing that's come out of it so far? Any weird offers, weird emails, weird comments?
I think the highest offer I've gotten is $250.
How much does it cost you?
What
would the profit be?
The flower was $27, and it's probably $10 worth of materials.
That's cool.
So
nice margin.
Nice margin.
Think about it.
But then I would
black
get sued.
Market.
Ah, you
legal
know.
Fees.
Yeah. That'll take time. Mexico is pretty nice.
You know, sometimes it's just about building something cool.
Yeah,
it's really not about the money.
Very neat.
Patrick, thanks for coming on the show and telling us a little bit more about it.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry that we flew you out, considering that you work here.
Yeah.
What a waste of money.
Well, you flew me open to SFO, so it was...
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Whatever.
Right.
We'll try harder next time.
Yep.
Thanks, Patrick.
Thanks for showing off. Cute little group.
So, Chad.
Yes.
Let's move on to the AMA portion of this show. Now, AMA, of course, means Ask Me Anything. This is a big part of Reddit, where people, celebrities, actors, scientists, all sorts of people who are experts in a field or interesting to the public at large, can answer questions that are submitted by the Reddit community.
And this week was a different type of week. We're actually going to cover something that doesn't normally happen, because as many of us know, Robin Williams passed away.
Yes.
And not too long ago, he actually did an AMA.
10 months.
10 months
ago.
Wasn't
even a year.
And so the community, in response, upvoted his AMA from 10 months ago, and they upvoted it so much that it arrived back onto the front page.
Right.
Of
which is very, I could see, it's a very, very Reddit way to honor somebody.
Totally.
It also was a really good AMA.
It was an amazing AMA.
Because he's funny and answered questions and was very forthcoming, and we thought we'd just share a couple of those now. The title of it was, his username on Reddit was Robin Williams Here, and the title was Robin Williams, It's Time for a Convoluted Stream of Consciousness, Ask Me Anything.
And then Apache Cakes asks, what is your favorite book? What were your favorite things to do as a child, and what still gives you a sense of wonder?
Robin Williams Here answers, my children give me a great sense of wonder just to see them develop into these extraordinary human beings, and a favorite book as a child growing up, it was The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. I would read the whole C.S. Lewis series out loud to my kids. I was once reading to Zelda... That's his daughter. Mm-hmm. And she said, don't do any voices, just read it as yourself. So I did. I just read it straight. And she said, that's better.
Oh,
I
man.
Know.
So good. XDXAXVXOX asks, hello, Mr. Williams. I just wanted to say congratulations on being a recovered alcoholic. You keep You keep strong, my man. I wanted to ask, would you change how things turned out with your alcoholism, or did your experiences from that shape who you are now?
Robin Williams here answers, they definitely shaped how I am now. They really made me deeply appreciate human contact and the value of friends and family, how precious that is.
Yes. And I can truly, great answer. My father is also a recovered alcoholic, over 20 years sober. So that one really touched deeply. This was from Casa Swack. I wept like an emotional, disturbed infant when I watched What Dreams May Come. What was the most valuable thing you learned about your acting from that movie?
Robin Williams here answers that every moment in life is precious. That the gifts of your relationships with others, don't miss it. That was one of the hardest movies I think I ever did in my whole career. Every day was literally hell because of the nature of the subject matter, dealing with death, and being in hell literally. That is, I mean, that is so heavy.
Yeah.
All things, you know, it is anyway, but just, yes. You know, under the circumstances. I would like to move on before I get too emotional.
I know. I really looked up for Robin Williams.
Okay.
And I'm very upset.
We do have some AMAs coming up over the next week. Reddit is pretty good about letting us know who's on deck for an AMA, and that way you can always read them. They don't go anywhere. But if you wanted to ask a question, they're at specific times. Cannonball Run record holder Ed Bolian is doing a AMA on August 14th. Also that same day, August 14th, Internet Explorer engineering team.
Yeah.
What would you... I'd be like...
One of the things that this week...
Why? Why?
We didn't cover was the Twitch CEO did an AMA, and that was... I'm imagining that this AMA is going to be about the same tone, which was, everything is screwed up! Why is nothing fixed? And that's what I imagine the Internet Explorer's engineering team...
It's just like, that's a thankless AMA.
Yeah.
I mean, what are you going to ask the IE engineering team?
Yeah, that's like, hey, I'm a Comcast phone screener. Actually, that might be a really... Actually, I think they did that. I work at a Comcast call center. Ask me anything.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Finally, on August 21st, which is 1 week from the time of this recording, Atari founder Nolan Bushnell.
Perfect.
That's pretty cool.
I can't wait.
All right, Chad, are you ready to feel good and fuzzy?
I'm
and
so
warm?
Ready to feel the awes.
Let's go to the awe of the week. Oh, buddy.
So fluffy.
What
not
is
fluffy,
that?
But still very cute. That's a hedgehog.
Oh, a hedgehog. Looks
like he's high fiving.
Yeah. Oh, Pugsley's. How old? Hard to say.
He's be old.
Oh my.
Oh wow.
That's kind of disconcerting.
I thought that was so cute.
That looks like Riff Raff's puppy.
Oh my god. Oh.
Somebody likes Disney.
Wow. Oh, super cute.
I love that.
Yeah. Love the
I needed that. Hey, you know what we wanted to ask all of you to do if you happen to buy things from Amazon on a regular basis? And like Reddit Up and the whole Twit network and think to yourself, you know, if there was some way I could just browse Amazon and buy the things I already buy and still help Twit, well, there is.
Woo-hoo!
You can actually go to twit.tv/Amazon. From that link, you'd simply browse Amazon as you normally would. But there's a little bit of a referral thing going on. Mm-hmm. And so you kind of help... keep the lights on here in the Twit Brick House. Help put bread on our table.
Bring
the bacon. I don't know.
Yeah. Something like
one
that.
One of those. Whatever you like to eat.
No prices
think
on Amazon.
Eating as well.
Change.
No.
Cost you nothing.
No.
Do you want to say this is kind of a fun excuse? Do you want to see what I bought on Amazon recently?
Yes.
Okay. So this is
you're
this
a brave
is maybe
man.
Some. Yeah. This is some inspiration for you to buy and maybe help support Twit a little bit. This thumb saver. It's a magnetic nail holder, so you can nail the thumb saver. And you,
well, I have no idea what that is.
Okay, so it has a magnet on it, and it holds the nail there. That way, you can hold that instead of the nail.
Oh, look at you! You're such a handyman.
Yeah, look at that. Next would be just a lamp, just a plain old lamp. And once it loads in,
Yeah.
Well, so,
there's a lamp in there.
There's a lamp and a nail saver, so a thumb saver.
Just
so.
Two things you can buy on Amazon. Toilet paper is another one.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
Twit.tv/Amazon. You can bookmark the page. There are also links for Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, if you happen to live in either the U.S. or the UK or Canada. But in any case, thanks so much in advance. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for
appreciate you helping us out.
So, moving on to the subreddit of the week. We like to highlight a subreddit, a great community that has some cool things to offer that maybe you haven't heard of yet. This week's subreddit is Depth Hub. Depth Hub is a place for people to sort of keep a catalog of some of the best answers to stuff that you've ever seen. There's another subreddit called Thread Killers, which I really love, but that's specifically for Ask Reddit threads. Like, Ask Reddit threads, they get asked a lot, and like, okay, we're done. This is the answer that you're looking for. But Depth Hub is more, is similar to that in that the answers are really expansive, really thorough. Mm. You're not going to jump in here. And it's not like mildly interesting where you can like see something and it's like, oh, that's great, move on. You're going to kind of skim through, find a thing that you really want to know about, and then be consumed for about 25 minutes as you read probably the longest comments in history on Reddit. So as an example, this is Hurricane...
Hurricane Angst.
Explains how Fifty Shades of Grey went from a Twilight fan fiction to a movie deal. And if you just browse, if you just check out this thread, it is super duper huge, talking about drama in the community, how the Twilight fan fiction community works, you know, backstory on... You know, how one thing led to another. I mean, this thing is just amazing. You can sit here. It's like a mini novel on kind of a obscure subject that you would have no other information. It's almost where people go to almost air their laundry. This one,
like,
specifically.
I know so much information about this topic. I need to put it somewhere. Yeah. I need someone to appreciate it. That's where Depth Hub comes in.
Depth Hub comes in, yes, absolutely. Okay. And it doesn't have to be specifically on r/Depth Hub. In fact, normally they're going to link you to another subreddit where something was answered, and people are just like, this needs to be cataloged. There needs to be a place for this to live. So you can see a whole bunch of different articles here. Like ASCII explains why CPU clock frequency has little to do with the CPU performance.
Oh, boy.
That's going to be a really cool thing to sit down and read, and you can see that this is like
the Reddit version of the coworker who shall not be named that, you know, starts telling me these stories, and I like start like walking out of the company kitchen.
You're like, okay,
and then it just keeps getting louder, you know, and the person maybe kind of like shuffles along with me because he just wants me to be the end of the story.
Right, and you're getting in your car and driving away.
And I'm like, I'll see you tomorrow. Like, okay, thank you so much for fixing my computer.
So that's r/Depth Hub. It's really cool.
I'm just kidding, by the way.
Kill a few minutes.
Nobody here talks too much. Hey, so should we move on to Ask Reddit?
Yes.
That is this is something that actually happens within the Reddit community where a question is asked. Anybody who's participated on Reddit, anybody at all, gets to answer.
Right.
And the questions are kind of fun.
Oh, yeah, they're
kind of silly. So this week it was, which famous movie quote can you ruin by adding one word to it?
My favorite one was James Bond. James Bond.
The best part of James Bond is the username PME your left butt.
PME your left butt.
As in like, private message
went
me.
To
like,
see
what?
Your left butt.
We also have I see dead people pooping. That's from Norm's Fudd. Obviously a reference to The Sixth Sense.
Yep. I'm Groot Beer.
See,
Groot Beer?
Oh, okay. Like
right.
Root. Beer.
Right, we're right. From Ed's Pity.
Guardians of the Galaxy, man. I got to go see that movie this weekend.
Oh, my gosh. I haven't seen it.
You, so, okay, thank you.
I was faking the whole thing.
God,
I don't
you're
care.
You're very good. Yeah, you're man. Very good. You know, those improv classes are really paying
really
off.
Really good, yeah.
Do not really care. It's the username submitted. How about I'll be okay, Princess Leia and you be Han Solo?
Sounds good.
I love you.
I know, right?
I know, right?
I know. Oh, I know, right? Oh, okay. Oh, dang it. No, I thought it was...
Chad!
Right? I thought it was... Right? I thought it was like, I don't know. Like, I know. Right?
Gosh.
Okay, I know, right?
What do
I
do with you?
Okay, dang it. Sorry.
All right,
you
so...
You want to hear my answer, or
I would
do you
like
want
to
go first?
No, you go first.
Okay, so...
Because I like mine.
Mine is... you had me at Hello Kitty.
Goodbye.
You had me at Hello Kitty.
Okay, mine is... equally dumb. They may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom fries.
I guess it rhymes.
That's why I liked it.
Yeah.
I just made that up on the fly. That's how good I am.
That was really good.
Thank you.
That was really good.
All right, so moving on to...
T-I-L. Today I learned.
That's what T-I-L stands for. You ever see people say T-I-L? It's becoming this thing. In fact, I got a... AOL Instant Message, because I still use that service.
No way.
True story. Well, I run it through iMessage.
Okay, okay.
But it's like, I just have some friends who are just like, that's just, why not still talk to each other that way? Anyway, one of my friends wrote T-I-L. She found out that there was like a Twin Peaks themed karaoke bar in Austin, Texas.
What?
And I was like, that's crazy. And I know what T-I-L means because of Reddit. Anyway, that's not what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about other today.
Right. So we like to wrap up the show with these because they're just so fun. Today, I learned that when you look at the sky and see dots and swirls, it's not an illusion. It's actually the shadows of the white blood cells reflecting off your retina. Have you ever done that? Have you ever just kind of sit there and stared at this?
No, because aren't you supposed to not do that, or you go blind?
Not the sun.
Oh,
just like at an open blue sky.
And you see swirls?
After a while,
maybe
like,
if I've eaten mushrooms.
When I was a child, I was just on the playground and just like staring up, you know. And it looks like there's air pollution after a while of just like weird swirls.
Oh, maybe I ought to look at the sky more often.
Yeah,
I mean, if I hit my head really hard, sometimes I see like. You know, where you're like, that's so, what is that?
I don't know. Are you talking about, like, I see, like, those little, like, almost like fireflies.
That's what I'm talking about. I don't see those unless I'm...
I don't know what those are.
Like, I don't, lightheaded or something.
Yeah, I don't know what those are.
What are they?
I bet it's, like, the rods and cones of your eyes just exploding.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
It's done.
It's basically your body saying, you're about to pass out.
It is what it is?
Yeah,
They're called phosphenes. Do they come back? Or are they dead? Is that, like, the ringing in your ears? Oh, they're just freaking out. Like, because I know the ringing in your ears, maybe today you will learn this, whenever you hear that in your ear, that's that thing dying.
Yeah, it's and the frequency that you'll never hear again. Yep. It's very awful, actually.
Yeah,
I get that all the time because I listen to music too loudly. Moving on, TIL, today I learned, Disney World is the second largest buyer of explosives in the United States of America. Who is the largest? The U.S. military.
I also
Disney World second place.
Disney World, they might
don't
also
let them beat you. Disney
more bug killer. I think they're like the biggest. I don't know.
Oh, because in Florida there's a lot of bugs, but you don't want to get mosquito bites. They want you to stay at Disney World.
Right.
Oh, that's interesting.
Today I learned that the giant tortoise failed to get a scientific name for 300 years after its discovery because it was so delicious that no one could bring back a specimen back to Europe without eating it. And that includes Darwin himself. This tortoise didn't get named because it couldn't be brought to London because everyone ate it before they got it back.
Okay, time traveler trousers 10 who submitted this. I'll take your word for it, but I don't know. This is an iffy T-I-L-I-M-O.
So I would have agreed, but this was also on, I'm forgetting the actor's name, and I really like this actor. He has a television show on British television, and this was when he submitted it. It was a video link to that where they
All
were
right.
explaining it. So the television series, which is a big one in London, was vetted this fact, apparently.
All right.
I didn't know that you'd have to bring something back to London to get it scientifically named. It seems like they could just come up with a Latin name for it without taking it to London.
Oh, well, maybe there at one point that was you
Could
know,
no one just
it was
sketch
the official
it?
Register yeah. was in, you know.
Maybe. Couldn't they sketch
Notting
it
Hill.
And say, like...
I don't know.
Notting Hill. Stephen Fry. Stephen Fry,
like,
and it was on
Kensington,
QI.
Kensington, yes. Perhaps.
Thanks. Mikey R. says it was Stephen Fry.
Stephen Fry, of course. DaJuice32 submitted this TIL. TIL, that there was a planned but unmade episode of Doctor Who in which an alien would attach itself to J.K. Rowling and project her imagination onto the real world. The Doctor would have battled wizards and witches to save the planet.
Why didn't that happen?
You know, that's just sad. I would like to see that.
You know, they really love their J.K. Rowling, and they might have thought, you know, this is not acceptable. This is too funny.
Right.
We need to respect her.
Making fun of the Pope or something.
Right.
You know,
exactly.
She's untouchable.
Right. So that about wraps it up for this episode of Reddit Up. Make sure that you hang out and submit stuff in our subreddit, r/Reddit Up. It's easy to get to. We got Dancing Groot, made by Patrick Delahanty, submitted by Glenn Gurner.
And for anybody who's kind of new to subreddits, it's reddit.com/r/redditup.
Right.
That is kind of, you know, just like if you want to hang out on Reddit and hang out with our show, we'll post new episodes here. You can talk amongst yourselves. You can submit links. It's all, you know, it's our playground, really.
Right.
It's our Reddit playground, and
it's
we hope to see
for
you
our
there.
Community.
Also, on the Twit side of things, twit.tv/RU or twit.tv/Reddit also works as well.
Perfect.
Where you can watch past episodes. We're on episode 3, episodes 1 and 2. We thought were pretty fun. Also, and you can subscribe to the show. We have audio and video links there. Subscribing doesn't cost you a cent, just means that the show, when it's pushed out onto the internets, will be delivered to you, and you can watch it however you desire, on a small little smartphone, on a big screen, whatever you want to do.
Yep,
whatever you
want to do. Roku player, doesn't matter.
Makes it as easy as possible. And I would say to all of our audio listeners, we love you. Thank you for being here. But this
seriously.
Is kind of a visual show.
Seriously, think about downloading
Consider
the video.
Consider the video. I mean, you know, if nothing more than to see what Chad's hair looks like week after week.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah,
I was
going to
say the
nice.
Awes of the week.
Kind of,
thank
it looks
you.
Very nice. You got a haircut.
I did.
Yeah,
I
it
did.
Looks good.
Thank
it's
you.
Very, very stylish.
Thanks.
All right, everybody. Thanks for watching and listening to this episode of Reddit Up. I'm Sarah Lane.
I'm Chad Johnson.
See you next time.
Bye.